Shabbos Perek Aleph, Mishneh Gimel. Lo yetzei hachayet b'machtoi samach l'chashecha, shame yishkach v'yetzei. A tailor should not go out with his needle close to when it gets dark, because he may forget that he has his needle. Now the Rav explains that even if this needle is stuck into his garment, he still shouldn't go out, because we're afraid that he's going to forget and go, even with the needle stuck in his garment. And the Rav says, a chiddush, that an uman derech umnoso is chayv, that a craftsman, professional, that goes out in the normal way that he goes out, and in this case, a chayit, usually has a needle in his garment, he would be chayv carrying that way. Now the Rambam disagrees. In Mishnah Torah, he writes that dafka carrying has to be, even an uman, would have to still carry with his hands, but the Rav seems to imply that even if it's just in his garment, that's also called carrying. The Tiferes Yoel goes into, according to the Rambam, if only carrying by the hand, so why the Mishnah chap on to a chayit b'machto? It could be really anybody. Regardless, Mishnah continues, v'lo halavler b'kulmoiso, and also not a scribe with his quill. And the reason is because he may forget and end up carrying on Shabbos when it gets dark. The Mishnah continues, v'lo yifala es kela v'lo yikra l'oraner. A person shouldn't clean his garments for lice, and he also shouldn't read to the light of a candle. Both of these things one shouldn't do because we're afraid that he's going to not realize and turn the wick with the oil and burn more oil. And he'd be mavir b'Shabbos, he'd be over the Isra of Havara on Shabbos. And the Rav explains that even if the candle is very high, it could be three stories up, it's always usur to read to the light of a candle unless you have somebody else with you or it's an Adam Choshev that's not ragil to touch candles. The Tiferes Yoel goes into that it's dafka the aner of oil, of shemen, but like candles aren't so pleasant to touch and things like that. There was no gzeir on those. Now, one question Kiveger asks is, why dafka do we speak about cleaning garments of lice, even hair? One shouldn't do that to the light of the candle, because he also would be the same issue. Why the Mishnah chap onto garments? And it could be, Kiveger says, that with hair, one cannot really check their own hair. One usually would need somebody else to do it, or to clean the hair. So when there's two people, could be there's less of a chashash. Mishnah continues, Be'emes Amru. Usually when it says Be'emes, like the Rambam says Be'emes Amru, he says Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Rav actually says, it's Nav Lav Dafka always Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and he uses this Mishnah as the example that sometimes it's not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but it's like a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Hachazen Roya Heichan Tinokus Korim. A chazan, who is a person that would teach the tinoikos, malami tinoikos, would see the Roshei Prakim just to know where the tinoikos, where the children are going to be reading from in the Torah. But he's not delving into what he's reading, and because of that, there's no gzera that he's going to tilt the candle to get a better look. Aval hu lo yikra, but he shouldn't read, meaning, like the Rav explains, the whole parsha, because he's got no fear of somebody else watching him, he's the malamid. Similarly, the Rav explains, it could be that a man in front of his wife, since there's not that same fear that a man would have as opposed to somebody else, so that's not called the Shmira, and he wouldn't be able to read in front of her. So to hear, the Malamed can't read even in front of his students, because there's not that same fear. But the students themselves, the Rav says that they are able to read because they have the fear of their Rebbe right there with them. So they're actually allowed to delve into and read just as they do normally. Kiyotzi bo, lo yochel azavim azavib ne hergal avera. Similarly, meaning that we see that you make harchoka min averis, Chazal said that a zav shouldn't eat with his wife because it may come to an avera. And the chiddush here is that even though that they're physically sick and it would cause them pain to have tashmish, still they shouldn't eat together because it can lead to an avera regardless.